from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. An Ocean County shore town has had enough of rowdy teens. Point Pleasant Beach announcing it'll be enforcing its curfew rules, and it is the parents that may ultimately have to pay the price.
The Point Pleasant Beach mayor tells New Jersey 101.5 curfew enforcement will hopefully curb the number of late-night incidents involving youth. The enforcement targets unaccompanied juveniles. If they're found loitering after 10 p.m. and it's determined their parents allowed them to do so, there can be a $2,000 fine for the adults. According to the borough's ordinance, loitering could involve causing a disturbance or just hanging around. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
After a few weeks of decline, several factors are pushing the price of gasoline back up to levels not seen in about a year. Between Monday and Tuesday, gas prices rose about 5 cents a gallon per average. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says it is likely to remain high right on through the end of the summer.
Price of oil now $84 a barrel just a month ago. In fact, just 3 weeks ago, we saw oil prices down in the low 70s. So it's been an incredibly short spurt of jump in the price of oil.
What's driving the price up? DeHaan says ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Central banks in Europe and Canada cutting rates, shrinking global inventories, an increase in demand. And there's also some concern about Hurricane Beryl. Is a red wave building in New Jersey. More people are registering to vote in New Jersey, and most of them are registering as Republican. Since last fall, registering Republicans have outpaced Democrats by a near 3-to-1 margin. Democrats do still hold a significant advantage in overall registration numbers. The latest breakdown from state elections officials goes like this. 38% Democrat, 24% Republican, but more than 36% of voters are now registered as independent, not affiliated with either party. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Going to have one more nice day with a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s, upper 70s at the shore. Then we're partly to mostly cloudy tonight, dipping down into the mid to upper 60s. For the 4th of July tomorrow, it'll be warmer, turning a little bit more humid, mix of clouds and sunshine, and a couple spotty thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening that could impact some of the 4th of July celebrations. High temperatures are going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.